India marks 78 years since it attained freedom from the British Raj on Thursday. As the tricolors were hoisted at dawn across the nation, Arvinda Ananthiraman in Bengaluru recounts how British tea became India's beloved chai.
This week, India celebrates Independence Day, and seeing how many celebrations feature chai as a cultural motif, I thought it was a good time to talk about chai and how tea became chai. If you, like me, imagine that chai was part of our traditional kitchens, that sweet, milky, boiled concoction was handed down like a well-loved legend, you'd be surprised to know that chai is very much a 20th century creation. In less than 100 years, it has become integral to our cultural and culinary story. Now, India as a British colony became the site for tea cultivation, but all of this was for export. At the start of the 20th century, the British began to look at India as a potential market for tea. And many lukewarm starts later, they went on an aggressive marketing campaign. There was a railway campaign. There was the distribution of free tea samples. There was door-to-door propaganda. And each of these brought tea into the homes and kitchens of Indians. And chai? Well, chai's story led me to Philip Ludgendorff, who retired as professor of Hindi and Modern Indian Studies at the University of Iowa, and who's done plenty of research on how Indians became habituated to chai. He first visited India in 1971 and returned often to research and author books related to the Ramayana, one of our great myths. And chai, which he tasted on his first day in India, became a beverage he grew to love, but also curious about. It led to a year-long Fulbright Hayes Fellowship in 2010, and he came here to research chai's cultural history. What followed was an essay called Making Tea in India, Chai, Capitalism, Culture, where he writes that unable to trace any one creator of the footpath ki chai, he pays homage to the unknown chaiwala or chaiwali as an example of classic Indian jugaad. Now, jugaad is a word that describes a demonstration of ingenious innovation, to put it politely. The British tried to teach us the correct way to make tea, but that didn't have the expected outcome. One imagines that the inventor of chai found pot tea too fussy and found that they could just as well bung all the ingredients into one pan and boil them well. And to me, this act of rebellious creativity underlines chai's cult status. Interestingly, neither chai nor tea replaced anything that we were already drinking in India. They were entirely new beverages. And as it grew in popularity, chai became synonymous with tea that was sweet, milky, boiled, not steeped, became one more variation of how tea is made and enjoyed. The marketing campaign that the British undertook worked very well as more Indians sought tea and made it part of their everyday lives. And later in the 50s and 70s, when the CDC machine became popular, it had a significant impact on both costs and volumes because it offered more, CDC tea offered more cuppage, and it made CTC tea an attractive option for vendors and roadside tea makers making tea an out-of-home drink. Now, this tea worked very well with milk and sweetened, made for a very nourishing beverage. So what chai also did was create social spaces like the tea cabins in Kolkata and the Irani cafes in Mumbai. These institutions have receded into the past, but there are a dozen in Kolkata, but chaiwalas all over India who continue to make chai available and accessible, keeping it a fixture in our lives.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.